Michael Savage suggests enemy within GOP doomed midterms with timing of Roe ruling. By Joshua Klein on November 10, 2022. Abortion, as opposed to the economy, safety, or education, may have been the real wild card this midterm election, according to conservative radio legend Michael Savage, who suggested that an enemy within may have been behind the poor timing of the Supreme Court's hearing of the Roe v. Wade abortion case. On Tuesday night's broadcast of Newsmax TV's John Bachman Now, as the results were coming in, Savage called the issue of abortion the real wild card in this year's congressional midterms. As a post-election forensic analysis might show, the real wild card in this election is not crime or inflation or education or war, which is what should be driving this election, he said. There's a fluke in this election and it occurred several months ago, he added in reference to the striking down of the 1973 abortion case. Savage expressed outrage over the timing of the decision to hear the landmark case. Why would a Republican-dominated Supreme Court have decided to hear the Roe v. Wade abortion case just months before this critical election? He asked. Who is it who pushed this forward on the calendar? He concluded by suggesting that following a post-election analysis, we can find out if in fact there's an enemy within, because this is what the wild card will be. The conservative radio host had already warned in June that though it was the right decision, the timing of the overturning of Roe was wrong and a political disaster that may have even been the work of Reno's Republicans in name only, attempting to sabotage Republicans. At the time, he argued that by introducing the ruling before midterm elections, with the country already a mess under Joe Biden and the left, the Republicans may have just destroyed themselves. We all know that timing is everything, and I ask why now? Why galvanize the left? He asked. Who pushed this on the SCOTUS calendar at this time? He added. Savage, a New York Times best-selling author, noted that abortion was not the number one issue for America prior to the decision. We're worried about the center, he said. We're worried about the women in the middle. Admitting the matter would not outweigh soaring gas prices, inflation, and other aspects of the crises currently facing America, Savage highlighted the importance of the center voter bloc. I'm talking about that sliver of the center, the independent voters, mainly educated women, he said. They're going to say, wait a minute now, it's the Republicans again messing with my body. The Supreme Court's ruling, which ended the nationwide right to abortion, was seen as one that would galvanize Democrats ahead of the crucial midterm elections that decide who controls Congress. Following the ruling, an NPR/PBS NewsHour/Marist poll showed that 78% of Democrats said the court's decision makes them more likely to vote in the midterms, 24 points higher than Republicans. President Joe Biden and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi had both warned that abortion would be on the ballot in November, as analysts predicted the activation of a new constituency of pro-choice voters. On Wednesday, Richard Hanania, president of the Center for the Study of Partisanship and Ideology, CSPI, pointed out that since the June Dobbs case, special elections and polls have shifted in favor of Democrats, with pro-abortion initiatives pulling through at higher percentages. In August, Kansas voters rejected a pro-life ballot initiative by 18 points, Hanania explained. Democrats clearly believed that Dobbs helped their electoral chances, mentioning abortion in television ads more than any other issue. Additionally, exit polls found that for women and nearly half of voters under 30, abortion was the number one issue, with every ballot question concerning the procedure favoring reproductive rights, even in red states, including in the GOP stronghold of Kentucky. In Pennsylvania, which was viewed as a crucial state for Democrats to retain control, abortion was also the top concern for over a third of voters, according to exit polls. The Supreme Court overruled Roe v. Wade in June, holding in the Dobbs case that the Constitution does not include a right to abortion and returning the issue of abortion laws and regulations to state legislatures. The landmark decision has since sparked violent public upheaval across the country, as Democrats, the mainstream media, and members of the far left continue their attacks on the pro-life movement and its supporters, with left-wing Hollywood agitators Barbara Streisand and Mark Ruffalo both accusing Republicans, Christians, and the U.S. Supreme Court of being the American Taliban in the wake of the court's ruling. In September, Savage insisted that Joe Biden is the worst president to lead the country during his lifetime, claiming a criminal enterprise is running the country, as he highlighted the border crisis, the Afghanistan withdrawal, the return to energy dependence, and the authoritarian COVID-19 mandate. In August, he claimed the Biden administration brought a nightmare upon America as it dragged us into the dark ages and raped half the nation. He also deemed the FBI raid on former President Trump's estate this summer a violation of his Fourth Amendment rights as he slammed hypocritical liberals for cheering on fascism. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.